You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my good friend, Bruce Turkell. You hear me do the ads and talk about the fact that it's all about you? Well, the guy that gave me the tagline is here with us today. It's Bruce Turkell. And Bruce, when you're on my show, it's all about you. Welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
So, Bruce, you've had a big, busy day today. Thank you so much for setting everybody straight on where you stand on a whole bunch of things. But what that really was you were being your authentic self, you were being transparent, and you were showing who you are. And that really is a great thing. Why?
Well, you know, today, with all of the social media we have, with all of the radio, with all the television, you can say whatever you want, but it's very easy for people to go online and very quickly find out if you're telling the truth or not. Transparency today is critical to building your brand, and it's critical to showing your customers, your clients, and more importantly, your potential customers and clients, why they will benefit by doing business with you.
You know, it's really interesting. I had an experience just the other day where I went downtown. Known socially and through charities, I'm one of the big developers here, and I went down to their office, said, let's go try to do a deal. They said, fine, we're going to redesign the deal. I said, let me come in anyway. I can be of assistance no matter what part of the deal cycle you are in. So I went down and I met them. And we went into their big, you know, if I stayed outside, watched the soccer matches for a while, then I went into their big conference room, doors closed, all surrounded by glass, just me, the developer, and his number two. And I said, wow, must take a lot to get in here. Everybody get in here? I go, no. Only a few people get in here. And I go, wow, thanks for letting me in the conference room. I said, now that I know that I'm qualified to do business, how are you going to pick between me and the other five people that have been in the conference room? I said, I'll bet I know. I'll bet you're going to pick the guy you like. And he said, you're right. And for an hour, all we did was swap stories. At the end, I got my next meeting. So, Bruce, it was great. Not only that, I found out he had a misconception about a friend of mine that's a service provider, and he's going to call my friend, and maybe they'll do a deal, too. So I made him, so it's like, wow, Bruce, your stuff works.
So that's what it took. You had to prove it before you would believe me. Listen, it's very simple. The services you provide and the services your friend, the service provider, provided are relatively, don't take this the wrong way, but relatively generic, meaning I can get them anywhere. Can
yes.
I get them as well as you do them? Of course not.
Not with this great personality and vibe.
Right, and also the earache from you yelling in my headphones.
Sorry about that. But, I only have one on.
That's why. But now I've lost my train of thought. But I can get the services elsewhere, but how do I know it's the best, it's the right one? And I'm not qualified to evaluate what you do. I'm not a financial expert. If I was, I'd do it myself. I'm not qualified to evaluate medical services. I'm not qualified to evaluate construction services, cars, insurance, whatever. I need to find people I can work with and trust. And I do that by building relationships. And you build that relationship by being who you are. Once you do that, what you say to me is, listen, here's what I got. It's all open. I'm an open book. Let me tell you how I can help you. And that's when it begins.
So let me tell you how you're going to know that this is my authentic self. So I took my wife on a date when I first met her. And I said, this is who I am. I'm not a rich guy. I'm just this guy right here. And I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. This is who I am. I don't want to pretend I'm somebody else because then you're going to fall in love with somebody else. This is what I got. And when we talked just a couple of weeks ago, you know what she said? I said, honey, you could have married all these rich doctors, all these successful guys. All she goes, honey, first of all, you're successful. Number two, I picked a guy who had the soul that I wanted to marry.
Oh, I wish I could do my Barry White. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was
That's
beautiful.
Good enough.
It
you
was
like good that?
Enough. It was all right.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
Oh, baby, baby. It was really nice. She was terrific. And you see, that's what we work hard for. Yes, Wanda, we sure. See you. We love you. And you can chime in anytime.
I'm waiting for the moment.
Your moment is anytime you want to jump in. So, Bruce, I've been that way the whole time, it seems like. That it's really been just being me and that I want people to be with me, not somebody else.
Well, you'll pardon me for saying this, but I do remember doing business with you at times when the tie was on too tight, the suit was on too tight. That wasn't who you were. You were playing the role. You were being, air quotes here, that guy.
Correct.
And there's lots of those that guys walking around Brickell, walking around the Gables, walking around the Grove, and you were another that guy. And then at some point, you felt permission to let you be you, to let your freak flag fly, to be who you were. When that happened, all of these other things changed.
And let me tell you, my business just took off. Took off. First, my business was getting Vivian a kidney, and I was able to find Vivian a kidney using social media. And I'm going to get back to that in the next half. I want to talk about that because it relates to one of your recent blogs.
You got it.
But now I lost my train of thought. So you take it.
Well, I think what's most important is that we figure out who we are. It's been attributed to Mark Twain. Turns out he didn't say it, but it's still a great quote. The two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you figure out why. You got no control over the first one. And the second one, I think a lot of people spend a lot of time working on it and never quite figure it out. However, if you're building a business, if you're building relationships, it makes sense for you to work on that second question, because when you figure out why, you start to figure out the best way to promote what you do, who you are. And what you find out is that the best way to promote it is not to actually promote yourself, as ironic as that might sound, but the best way to do it is to promote why you make a difference for somebody else. And the only way you can do that is to understand what you bring to the table. If what you bring to the table is gasoline, cars, financial services, computer repair, as I said, there's plenty of people who do it. Not as well as you, but I don't know that. But if what you bring to the table are all those things, those cost of entry functional services, plus whatever it is that makes you tick, whatever it is that gets you up in the morning, your energy, your enthusiasm, your ethics, your sense of humor, whatever it is, that really becomes the icing on the cake that makes the customer, the consumer, and as I keep saying, the potential customer, say, I get it. I want what you got, and I want to do it with you.
I kind of learned this part by trial and error, looking for Vivian's kidney. And the way that I eventually...
That could be the title of a book and a movie, Looking for Vivian's Kidney.
Well, good thing we record these things. And so what I learned was, I started to realize that it wasn't necessarily going to be a direct friend on Facebook, I'll use it this way, that was going to be the donor for Vivian's kidney. I originally was pounding my friends. How come you can't give a kidney? How come you're not? How come? And then I let go and I said, you know what? Maybe the donor is going to be one of their friends. And then it started to happen. Their friends started responding, and then their friends of friends of friends, and then more and more and more. And as I realized that I was projecting this openness to everybody and that I needed everybody's help, they all started to help. And then after Vivian got the kidney, I stopped really promoting it on Facebook, advertising it. And then when I did an advertisement about a month after the kidney was done, people started to respond. I wondered what happened with the story. I've been following the story, and then I couldn't find you. What happened? We're so glad this happened. This is so great. And it started getting, re-syndicated through all their networks. I'm yelling, sorry, Bruce, but I'm really excited about this.
You simply proved the way this works. It's very simple. I love that story. I don't know what re-syndicated means, but still.
I don't know. Shared it. You know, they sent it in their network. And people, network after network. It was amazing. In fact, that's a great way. That's how we found the kidney. A lady in Brooklyn saw it on Facebook, said, hey, do you know this other lady in Brooklyn? I said, no, I called her. She says, oh, I'll help you in Miami. And she put a ad in Craigslist in Miami. That's like, and then God answered, you know, beautiful Betty DeMartini answered. What a beautiful story. And it was all because it was the power of the story, the power of the networking, the power of the community, the power of activating the community. And that, I think, is the key, is how do you get your message to the point where it resonates with somebody enough so that they share it with somebody else?
Because you demonstrated to them the value of doing business. In this case, providing an organ, but doing business with you. What was in it for them? You might think, wait, they're giving me the organ, or they're giving Vivian the organ. What's in it for them? No, it's what's in it for Vivian. But no. This person just saved a life. This person just got to fulfill whatever mattered to her. You gave her the opportunity to do something that she might not ever have gotten to do any other way. And by doing that, you accomplished what you wanted. You got your wife what she needed and clearly wanted, but you also gave the donor the opportunity to reach her potential, to reach her fulfillment. And by doing that, everybody benefits.
And the process taught me who I was. I didn't in the beginning know how I was going to come through this. Didn't know why I was doing it. Didn't know anything except it had to be done. But what it did was it showed me who I was. And then because I discovered and embraced who I was, the kidney, you know, eventually came through the process. But the response that we got through the community was beyond heartwarming. It was beyond invigorating. It was legitimately the only thing that kept us going and alive, was we had the support of a cheerleading session of 300, 400, 500 people directly involved. It was just so beautiful and amazing.
And you have every person listening right now and has been listening all along, following you on your journey.
Wow. Hey, Wanda, can we do an early break? Because I think I need a moment to gather myself after this one.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bruce, thanks so much for turning me on and getting me going. We're going to have a long second thing as I get myself here together again. Bruce Turkell, telling it like it is on 880 The Biz. Stay with us. We're going to do more.